survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Australia some big questions, and tonight the family that can best guess the answers will have the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car as well. So let's meet our families now. First up, our carryover champs from Victoria, the Kasarchik family.
Hey, Greg.
Come back.
Thank you.
Good morning, Australia. Who's on board?
Okay, my daughter Jasmine, my daughter Jade, and her partner Baden.
And your daughter Baden down there. Welcome, everybody, and ready to take them on from Queensland. Let's hear it for the Patton family.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello.
It's going to be a bit of a wacky night tonight.
Yeah, it is. It
feeling.
Is. I think so.
Who's on board your hand-picked team?
I have my delightful dad Ray, my magnificent mum Bronny, and my baby brother Alex.
No, there he is, down the end. Hello. Hello. Hello, down there.
Good to have you guys. Whatever. Ready to play? Team captains, round one, let's do it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that way.
We surveyed 100 people on the top 8 answers are on the board. Now, if someone describes something as crisp, what might they be talking about? Rhiannon.
Apple.
An apple,
apple
could be crisp.
Apple.
Not the top answer, though. Fred.
Chips.
Ooh. Crisp chips. Let's see. Hey! Top answer. Pass the play. Okay. Here we go like this. How are you, Ray?
Welcome.
Good. Yeah, tell us about your tomato growing. Won first prize with homegrown tomatoes.
Yes.
In WA. But,
yeah, they were duck tomatoes.
Is that a specific type of tomato?
Yeah, it was. It is. It's our next-door neighbour's duck.
Ray, what happened to the duck?
It's fertilised the tomatoes.
Did the neighbour's duck go missing, Ray?
It did.
Did the duck somehow form part of the soil in which the tomatoes grew?
That's right. That's why they're duck tomatoes.
Is this the first time this story has been aired publicly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi to your neighbours. Hope you're not missing Fluffy too much. Yeah. Ray, you devil. If someone describes something as crisp, what might they be talking about?
Celery.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
First try. Oh. Rhiannon said interesting too, which I think in code means I don't think that's a good answer. Is that right, Rhiannon?
Yes, very much so, Grant.
Ronnie.
How are you?
Great to have you with us. Someone describes something as crisp. What might they be talking about?
Well, I like crisp bacon.
Oh, crispy bacon. The Kasarchik family could steal. Alex.
How you going there, Grant?
Good to see you, mate. Welcome
good.
Along.
Thank you very much.
You ready to play, my friend?
I am.
What happened when you went bungee jumping?
So I went bungee jumping when I was about 12 in New Zealand.
Yep.
And it was one of the ones where you still do it around your legs.
Yep.
And basically I jumped and it pulled my pants straight up. And I spent the next 5 minutes waiting for the boat to come out and pick me up with my pants on.
You're upside down dangling with your pants no longer around the air as they should be.
No longer around the air, the right area, yes. So
that's,
it was an interesting situation.
Did you hear that story, Baden? He lost his pants too.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We should do an up late version of this show. If someone describes something as crisp, what might they be talking about?
Lettuce is what my answer will be.
Yeah. Oh, no! Righto. Baden.
Crisp shirt.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Maybe toast?
Crisp toast. Jasmine.
I'm going to go with crisp morning.
Okay. Oh, that's not too bad. Fred, some really interesting and diverse options there, but you're the boss.
Yeah, I would be surprised if morning's not up there, so I'm going to go morning.
A nice, crisp morning with the fog's just sitting just above the ground, but the sun's bursting through and
oh, don't worry about the board, you've got it.
Yeah. Let's see if it's there. Oh. No! Was Baden's.
Shit. Shit. Fresh. Weather.
Well, the weather, which which was close, really close. So at the moment, the first points go to the Patton family on 34. Now, the family who wins tonight could go on to take home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this great-looking SUV, it offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system and rain-sensing wipers. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at the home. See how you go at the top answer to this one. Name something there are hundreds of in a packet. The answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. Now, the new family, the Patton family, have it on 34. The Qatar checks are on zero right now, but it's early days and both families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, now I asked, name something there are hundreds of in a packet. And the top answer was...
hundreds and thousands!
Did you get it? Nice work if you did. Hey, Jasmine, Ray, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a sea creature you might see in an aquarium. Jasmine.
Shark?
Shark could be there. Top answer, pass the play. Name a sea creature you might see in an aquarium.
Maybe a fish.
Ah, cool.
There you go.
What about you, Matt?
I think a turtle might be up there.
I'm a turtle. There you go. Fred.
Stingray?
Stingray, nice. Majestic. They float through the water. Jasmine.
Maybe a jellyfish, even though it's the same as a fish, but...
But jelly?
A bit different.
That's all right, good try. Second strike. Patterns could steal. Jade.
I'm thinking along the same lines as fish and maybe saying starfish.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Let's see if it's on the board. Yes, it is. Baden.
Maybe an eel?
Hello, everybody. I'm an eel.
Is eel on the board? No, it's not. That's three strikes. It's over to the Patton family. Alex, what would you go with?
I'm going to go with octopus.
Bronnie.
Starfish.
Starfish we've had.
Oh,
Ray.
Crayfish.
Oh. Rhiannon.
I'm going to have to disagree with everyone because I remember a story of a little boy stealing one from a SeaWorld thing. I'm going with penguin.
He's, or what? A little boy stole a penguin?
Yes, he put it in his backpack and took it home. So, penguin.
Is it a movie or did it really happen?
No, it really happened.
Really?
Really happened. A while ago now, probably 5-10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hope this survey was done 5-10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
What about a penguin? Patton's got some more valuable points and push themselves further into the lead. Remaining answers, 5. Octopus, seahorse, not too bad. Great playing, Patton family. So the Qatar checks still yet to get on the board with zero. 107 goes to the Patton family, so a nice strong lead right now, but double points, OK, team? So don't stress. Nice, good chunk all in one goes what you need to get yourselves back in the game, and that's now. Jade, Bronny, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. What's one rule parents always make their children follow?
Yeah.
Ronnie.
Go to bed early.
Go to bed.
How about make their bed?
Make their bed's not bad. Pass or play, Ronnie? Pass. You guys are going to play. So you're in LA, right?
Yes,
great. And you're in, like, one of the most famous nightclubs in the world, the Viper Room.
Yes.
What happened?
I was there with a couple of travel buddies and it was a huge big queue and I thought, bugger, I'll just go to the front and see what happens. And sure enough, they let me in, gave me a private room, gave me all the booze I wanted, for about an hour, and they mistook me for somebody. Don't know.
So they've gone,
this guy looks pretty famous.
Yeah, so I had
not quite sure who he is, but we'll let him in because he's obviously very famous.
So that was awesome for about an hour, and then they come in very sheepishly and said, sorry, guys, you're going to have to move on. So, so we did. We got it. You, all the booze in and then left.
You took it while you could.
Because you know, you kind of do have a real famous look going on. I don't know, is a bit of Hugh Jackman or something going on there? Do you think, guys? Yeah. There's something going on there, the bit of fame. No, do you get that a bit or?
Yes. The kids at, I'm a school teacher, the kids at school have made up a Facebook page saying Baden is Wolverine.
That's epic. Now, what is one rule parents always make their children follow?
Brush your chompers, teeth.
Yep, cool. Nice. One rule parents always make their children follow, Fred.
Eat their veggies.
Yes, of course you need to. Jasmine.
Cleaning up. We're just cleaning.
You're cleaning. Got to tidy up. Nice. Three to go, clean sweep. Then you get some much-needed points, Jade. What's one rule parents always make their children follow?
Something my parents didn't have to make me, but do their homework.
Do their homework. Were you a good girl and did your homework all the time?
I was a bit of a nerd.
Really? What about homework on the board? Second strike. That's good steal. Baden.
Perhaps along, use your manners.
So good manners. Your please and thank yous. To get by in this world. What about manners? Nice. Fred.
Just generally behave.
Just good behaviour. Always do the right thing. That's three strikes, I'm afraid. It's over to Patterns. Alec.
To keep it quiet when required.
Yeah. To be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Boy, did I hear that a lot.
Right. Go to school.
Go to school's good. Ray.
Homework.
Homework has been said.
I told you that.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, they're on Family Feud, can you tell?
I'm going to have to agree with the mother. It's a rarity and say school time. Go to school.
Got to go to school.
Got to go to school.
So what's one rule parents always make their children follow is that you have to go to school. No! The guitar checks get the points. Much needed points. Takes them to 84. Remaining answers, 3. So it's 84 to 107 of the Patton family right now. Look, we know you like watching Family Feud, so then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and also a peek behind the scenes as well. It's good fun, trust me. Triple points time coming up next. Stick around on Family Feud. Folks, let's take a look at the score. It's 84 to 107. She's close. The family who gets the 300 points in this round could win $10,000, and we're now playing for triple points. So, Wolverine, Alec, let's play. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you crave if you're hungover. A little too quick, Baden.
Fast food.
Fast food's a good one. Okay, fast it is. What do you do, Brianna?
I am a drama teacher.
How are you?
Could you tell?
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Who do you teach?
I teach from age 5 up to 18 with a private company, so it's a bit more posh.
Oh, cool. And is there such a thing as stage parents?
Oh, yes.
Really?
It's not just reality TV, they exist.
So they just...
Yeah, they're worse than the kids. I can deal with the kids, it's the parents I want to shoot. Sorry, parents.
Good luck with your enrolments for next year. You crave if you're hungover.
Oh, I'm gonna go with hair of the dog. Another drink, please.
Good answer. Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Ray, it's never happened to you, though, has it, Ray? You've never been hungover?
No.
No.
Not that I can remember.
No. Name something you crave if you're hungover.
Sleep.
Oh, nice. Name something you crave if you're hungover.
Oh, Barocca.
Ah, love that. Second strike. You guys could steal, so have a quick think.
I was thinking Barocca.
Alec.
All right, I'm going to go with bacon and eggs.
Load me up. Yay! Yes, it is. How you going?
I'm going good.
Got something?
Good. I do. H2O. Water, please.
Rehydrate.
Water me up.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Pass the baton to you, Ray.
Yeah.
Wow.
Name something you crave if you're hungover.
Just food in general.
Just hungry.
Yeah.
Just food in general. Good. Good job. Good thinking. Name something you crave if you're hungover.
Quiet. I need it to be quiet.
Oh, so
no
my
noise.
Head
no noise.
Everybody shut up.
Yes, yes, quiet, please.
Okay. Oh, three strikes. Okay. Golden opportunity. Baden.
Fast food McDonald's.
Okay. Jade.
Maybe a bed.
Jasmine.
I usually crave, like, Coca-Cola or soft drink.
Fred.
Maybe someone would have said McDonald's, so I'll go with Baden on this one.
You reckon a Macca's run after a big
as
night
compared
out,
to fast food
you're
in
feeling
general.
A little dusty, you go to Macca's. Let's see if it gets you guys the win. Oh. Well, burger does it. Burger tastes good because you've become our brand new champions. Well done. Well played tonight. Remaining answers are... Puffy. Hot chips. All great options when you're feeling a little dusty. So, which means patterns. Oh, put your hands together. These guys really gave it their all. Ronnie, Alec.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, a lot of fun. You enjoyed it?
I did. Had a blast.
We've laughed. We told some stories, yeah. Most of which were pretty embarrassing, but yeah. We had a great time. And you're not going to go home empty-handed either. We're going to give you guys the joy of live entertainment with a $1,000 Ticketmaster gift card to share between you from the world's leading ticketing agency. They are the Pattons. Thanks for playing. It's our chicks. You guys have won. Who's doing fast money? Fred is. It's the boys are back in town. You beauty. You're back that way. You and I are going to play for $10,000. We do it next. It's called Fast Money on Family Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Money time here in the future. Let's see if the Kasarchex family can win some cash right now. If you and Baden get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. You kind of know how this works now, yeah?
Yep.
Baden is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers, and he's a choo-choo train. Oh, I'm a choo-choo train, I'm blowing smoke. I'm going to ask you five questions. It's going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
OK, 20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name something you associate with fashion models.
Catwalk.
Name something you can easily spill.
Milk.
Name a place you can see a band.
In a hotel.
Name something you jump over.
A fence.
Name a system of transport used in London.
Bus.
Excellent. Great job. Name something you associate with fashion models. You said a catwalk. Been down one?
Not personally, no.
Survey says. Oh, seven. Okay, you're on the board. Name something you can easily spill. You said.
Milk.
The milk. Survey says. Nice. As a muso, name a place you can see a band. You said.
Not so much anymore nowadays. Hotels.
Hotels. Survey says. Seven. Name something you jump over. You said.
A fence.
Survey says 25's good. Name a system of transport used in London. You said.
Confident with this one.
The big
red double-decker buses.
World famous.
Exactly. Who doesn't go to London and maybe bring home a little one as a little memento?
Or of course a big one.
Yeah, or a big, or a real one. Just drive, what, drive across the ocean?
I think they're coming out here or something. No, they were taxis, sorry. London taxis are coming out here.
Good story. Survey says... You need 100 to get $10,000. So exactly half the work has been done, which is good news. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and as you're the second player, it's going to be a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Fred's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the very first question. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Name something you associate with fashion models.
Skinny.
Name something you can easily spill.
Coffee.
Name a place you can see a band.
Rod Laver.
Name something you jump over.
Hurdle.
Name a system of transport used in London.
Train.
Nice work. Let's go. Ooh, you look a little uncertain.
Yes, very.
OK. Name something you associate with fashion models. You said they're skinny. Good job, because it's the top answer! And we needed that strong start, too, to get you underway. Name something you can easily spill. You said coffee is easily spilt. Survey says 12. The top answer was milk. That was Fred's. Can we need 51 now? $10,000. Name a place you can see a band. You said.
Specifically, Grant, Rod Laver, and the address is...
Not just maybe stadium.
Band venue.
Rod Laver. Survey says. Now, the top answer was pub. Maybe a touch too specific. Name something you jump over. You said. Jump over a hurdle. I don't know whether I like this. I would if it's the top answer, which it is! Oh. How do you feel now?
Reasonably confident.
Okay, so we're only staring down the barrel of 10 points or more and you got 10,000 bucks. Name a system of transport used in London. You said. Train. Why do you say train?
Spend a bit of time in London. It's the only way to get around.
Do you reckon what,
tube.
100 Australians would agree?
Don't know. Not sure.
Well, that's what this next bit's all about.
Really, isn't it?
It's kind of the bit where I get to do it. And I like it too, because it makes a funny sound like survey says... Australia. Look at that.